23.
You read Chinese English Dictionary for Lovers as a Chinese person living in Britain. How did the novel strike you?
Yes, in fact, it mirrored my own experience quite closely. Because when I came here, when I left China, everything was very new, very exciting for me for the first half a year. And this is the same feeling I got from this novel. Guo Xiaolu comes to a new country and she has to go back to the beginning, like learning everything for the first time. And she captures this feeling very well.
Yes. One fascinating thing about the novel is the way the language changes, so it reflects the character's own progress in learning English. As a Chinese speaker, do you think this is convincing?
Yes, I do. I like the way she sets up the broken English in the first part of the novel, say the first 20 pages. So she uses the present tense in a certain way, for example, by using ing. Because in Chinese, we don't have tenses like in English, so everything is spoken in the present tense. Then later in the book, the sentence becomes longer, more complicated. The characters start to use past tense and then the future tense.
I see.
So I think that's a difficult job to do. And I guess, that you do need to pay great attention to what is happening with language, not only making a good story. So for me, it's wonderful to have these two sides to the novel. It's a wonderful achievement, and it works very well.
Another thing that interests me is the difference between the Chinese and the English languages. In the Chinese alphabet, the characters are sometimes equivalent to whole words in English. In English, we have an alphabet comprised of letters that mean nothing in themselves, but we assemble them together in words. So the way you get your message across must be very, very different.
So yes, the writer said when she writes a Chinese character, she makes an image of that word. For example, if I write about the mountain, if I write the word mountain in Chinese, it's shan, I can see the mountain. I make the shape when I write.
Oh.
And then I think that shapes Chinese way of thinking. And sometimes it's difficult. If I try to say something in English, I need to be very clear to find the words to give the emotion I want to convey. So I think that's the difficulty with a new language, especially English. I do find it's a complete different way of thinking. And in a way, I need to kind of take out the Chinese way of thinking and replace it with English way.